Greg Arvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvins.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Ain't going down till the sun comes up, ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck.
Well, welcome, radio and podcast listeners. I am Jay, and once again, another weekend almost to the end of summer here in August, sharing with you another conversation, another episode of The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk Show. And without any further ado, with the drum roll, Matt, today's conversation is...
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Building an empire, and there are strings attached, and there are hidden doors to this radio show conversation. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, my name is Jay. I'm your friend, and you can call me directly at 719-330-1457. My phone has been off the hook the last 4 weeks. I'm very, very excited as I look at my recent calls. Diana's called. John, I really appreciate you calling for the first time in 3 years. Nancy, Jim, Jenny, Phil, Piper, thank you all so much. I have a great conversation that is linked to my visit to New York, where my son lived, building an empire. We're going to talk about the Empire State Building. We're going to talk about building an empire in our new economy. And we're going to talk about building an empire in your life. But first and foremost, we are going to build Empire Title with Bill McAfee, monthly update, economic guru. Bill, welcome to the radio show, my friend.
Thank you very much. I just want to let you guys know I am not your friend, and don't call me. Just easy.
And I didn't even know until we started that it was Empire Title, but... You and Ashley and the team are amazing. You and Ronnie, personal friends of Marlo and mine. I just, every single time, I tell you, if you're listening as a radio listener this last year, I've been saying, thank you so much for calling. Understand, I pay cash to keep this radio show on the air, and I appreciate each and every one of you. But it literally is a month-to-month decision, Bill, whether I continue this next year, because the mortgage, the real estate, has just been tea leaves that are so hard to read the last 3 years. My friend. And so let's dive into the economic numbers of real estate in the Pikes Peak region. If you're listening for the first time, Bill is a trainer and previous owner before he retired from Empire Title. I am a licensed loan originator, and this is my favorite segment every single month to give you a real estate update from an economic standpoint with Bill McAfee, my friend. Fire away.
All right. Jay, I wanted to start out with a bit of a macro view. You know, two of the things that I think are going to happen that I think is going to help some. I do believe that we'll probably see a rate downturn in September from the feds. That's going to help people with credit cards. It's going to help people who are doing equity lines of credit. It's going to help business people. It's going to put a little bit more money in their pocket. Now, interestingly enough, on the long-term rates, and we're looking at this, until the market is absolutely satisfied that inflation isn't an issue, I just don't see 30-year mortgages going down a lot through the end of the year. They may go down some, but I don't think we're going to see a huge downturn in 30-year rates.
I agree with you. I say they've come down from like 7.375 to a stable 6.875, and they may go 6.75 if we're lucky, but don't count on it.
I would agree with you, and I think in the next year, I'm making a prediction, by June or July of next year, I think the market's going to be satisfied that the tariffs aren't really going to boost inflation and that there's going to be deals cut, and it's the market right now that's kind of holding that up. There's still a little bit of fear in there. I think that fear is going to dissipate, but I don't believe it's really going to be until into next year. So we'll see what happens with rates there. Stuff that's going on in our market that is totally interesting to me. I'm watching it, and even though we just hit another record price, you know, in average sales price, I've said this before.
So let's unpack that.
Okay.
The average price this July, as the month closed, is at
like $574,000,
yep. And that's the largest average sale price
ever
in the history of the county. And less than 30 days ago, we had $500,000, which was the highest median price in the history of this county. And this is at the same time when Austin, Texas is off 20%.
Right.
Naples, Florida is off 35%. And Denver, across the board, is off 15%, yep. And that's on a good neighborhood.
It's amazing. What's amazing is I thought I shut my phone off.
Was it family or was it work?
That was actually work.
Okay, so. Good. So, Bill, go ahead and put that fine in the jar there.
Here.
You just treated Matt for lunch.
Ronnie wanted to know why I was bringing cash to the show.
Yes. Yeah. Why do you think the average is as high as it's ever been?
I've been saying for a while, Jay, that we still have a shortage of primary homes. I'm not talking to condos and townhomes, and apartments are definitely catching up. But I still think that there is a little bit, but I'm telling you, we are now coming around. We're coming back into a neutral market, or we might even look at a buyer's market. And you and I were talking a little bit before we came on the show. You're going to see prices flatten. And I'm going to show that when I'm comparing month to month of like the first quarter of last year to the first quarter of this year, second quarter of last year to second quarter of this year, and now July. So
and let's update. We have the time. So in 2020, 2021, we literally from month to month were going up 7 to 18% a month.
Yeah,
and we were ending the year at double digit
13% year over year.
And 2024 was slow, but not negative.
Nope.
And 2023 was slow.
But not negative.
But not negative.
Nope. And I attribute that, I really do, to the shortage in single-family homes. Having said that, if we look at the number of homes that are listed in the MLS now, we're over 4,200.
I know. For the second month, we're over 4,000. And the last time we had 2 months back-to-back of more than 4,000 homes on the market was 2014, Bill. And the only thing that I say is that since 2014, Colorado Springs has grown 80,000 more people in the county. So right. I think we're still short. We need at least 4,500 properties just to be at the same place we were in 2014, if that makes sense to you, the listener.
5,500 would be normal. I mean, that would absolutely be normal.
And so, accounting for the growth.
We're just now getting back. So I'm saying right now we're hitting back to a neutral market. We're not that far away from a buyer's market, just based on the number of listings that are coming on. We haven't seen them really on a month that low since 11. So, I mean, that's just huge. Now, one other thing that we're seeing, Jay, is 14% of the sales are $750,000 and above. That's amazing because only 9% of the sales are up to basically $300,000. So we're selling more homes from $750,000 and above than we are $0 to $300,000. Now, I'll grant you there's not a lot of homes in $140,000 to $150,000 and stuff like that, but you are seeing a lot of smaller homes being constructed by builders out there right now.
You are, the tall skinnies, and they're detached, and you can hand a loaf of bread to your neighbor.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and they are coming, and those are going to stay here for a while because for some people, that's the only way they're affordable.
Yes.
But what's interesting right now is the upper homes, 750 up to a million, are still going, and those are people that really are not going to be affected by interest rates.
They're not at all. Many of them are cash.
Yep.
If you have the right house in the right place at the right time, they're selling for $350 a square foot and going under contract in less than 24 hours, and 50% of those are cash.
And I'll hit the total overall cash deals here in just a second. But the one thing I want the viewers to understand right now, why I'm predicting this to flatten through the end, and it's possible we could go negative. When we compare the first quarter of last year to the first quarter of this year, and that's like comparing January to January, February to February, and March to March. Okay?
And what Bill's saying about negative, listeners, is that for the first time ever in this downturn, Colorado Springs has maintained all of the average and median cost across the board. This year, 2025, because of the stalled interest rates being held high, we might actually see a decrease in the value of your home as an owner from last year.
And I'm going to give them an example. First quarter of last year, this is January to January, February to February, and March to March, the least month that we had in those, when you compare 1 month, the least amount of increase was 3.84%.
And the highest was between 3.8%.
7.2.
So this first quarter, still increasing, improving in value, 3% to 7%.
Yep. Yep.
And what does the second quarter look like?
Then the second quarter rolls along.
And that's April, May, June.
May, and June. So the largest increase, we had 7.2% increase in that first quarter, right?
Yes.
The largest increase that we had was 1.6%.
In value, and these are going into the hot shopping months. Never happened.
It's just wild. Then go to July, and that's the only one we have, you know, in this quarter. But interestingly enough, we're up only 0.54% on average and down 0.3% on median.
Yeah.
So I anticipate that trend to continue through the end of the year because I just don't see rates coming down a lot. Again, until the market believes, and I'm talking about the stock market, the bond market, I say that as the market, until it's absolutely convinced that tariffs are not going to cause inflation. And by the way, I believe at this time next year, the United States is going to be in a fantastic position.
I'm just saying that. In the
golden age,
what the rest of the radio show is about, is that we are going to be a international empire here. And if you're listening right now, if you own a house and you need it sold, there's only one thing that matters right now, and that's price. If you're not getting it under contract and you have to sell it, you have to listen to your agent and get that house low enough that you have multiple offers. Until then, you're going to struggle. Number two, if you're a buyer, this is the bottom line for my whole show, Bill. If you're going to buy in the next 12 to 24 months, change your plans and do it in the next 6 months.
You know, for sellers out there, one of the hard things that sellers are having to stomach, and that's they're looking back 2 years. And it's just, the market's not what it was. The market always changes. And so for those thinking you're going to get prices you had prior to the spring of 22, that's just not going to happen right now.
No.
You know, and so buyers in there, man, Jay, we are seeing concessions from new builders that are out of this world. They are
$30,000
to get buyers in those homes.
Yeah.
Another thing we talked about is interesting because new homes across the United States went up like 2%. Well, interestingly on that, I do think that builders are just, they're trying to get rid of inventory. They don't want to get stuck with it.
Absolutely, so, because winter is coming.
Absolutely.
Fall comes first.
Sure does.
Winter is hurtful. So in the last couple minutes here, my friend, read the tea leaves and tell us where we're going in the third quarter.
Up to this point, average price is up 3.1%.
Okay.
That could, by the end of the year, go down. It's going to really have to drop a lot to go negative. I don't believe average will go negative.
I think it'll be like 1.5%
to
2%.
It could be, absolutely.
And median price of the home?
Median's up 2%. A more of a chance that will, because that median 50% or above, 50% or below, and that lower end is getting killed with interest rates right now.
It is just getting killed, and I could see that going to zero. I could see us going minus 2-3% in the third and fourth quarter.
It's definitely very possible in that low end. So in the last, what I would like to say is residential sales, believe it or not, are still up about 5.4% when we compare 24 to 25. So the number of units sold is still up, but the interesting thing is the number of listings is up 38%.
Yeah.
So those listings are coming up. We're only 300 away from coming back into a normal amount of listings. Our inventory levels are at about 4.2 months. Normal is 4.5 to 5.5. So we are damn near back. And if you look at the isolated price ranges, like 750, a million, we're still way under inventory levels. 18 months would be normal, and a million and above, it's only at 7.5 months right now.
Which is screaming fast. That was beyond 35 months.
Yes,
so
it was.
In the last minute, what will you share with the radio listener?
For buyers out there, your opportunity is starting to come. You know, even with rates up, you can work with the seller. You can get the seller to pay concessions. Sellers are, even though they're reluctantly, they are coming down and will come down because they want to move those houses. The number of units that are coming on right now are going to continue, which is going to make it a softer market, which is going to favor the buyers.
That's amazing, Bill. Every single time, in less than 10 minutes, you articulate the entire market, and that is the foundation for our conversation today of building an empire. If you're a seller, get the price to match where you need it to sell. If you're a buyer, buy now. Do not wait 12 months. The market is going to look different. And for the rest of you, stay tuned. I'm going to go into the details after the break. Building an empire right here on the Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457 during the break to start your next purchase or refinance loan. With Churchill Mortgage, you're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
Listen to the radio show to remember. We built this city. We built this city.
Much for sticking with me. I am Jay. I really love those segments with Bill McAfee and the Economic Update. I am a houseaholic. so I love real estate numbers. And if you're just joining me, every single month we have an update with Empire Title, the largest title company in town by actual transactions. What title companies do, if you're not familiar, is they control and insure and handle all of the transactions of real estate sale, of refinances, and other land title issues. So, the rest of the show here, I'm talking about building an empire, my friends, and I visited New York not once, but twice this summer as my son did a very successful internship there, and I always pick 5 to 10 shows a year to go totally off of real estate, but then I have another 5 or 10 shows that are on the cusp of no mention of mortgages, no mention of the local real estate, but this building an empire, I am going to go through these amazing numbers, folks, on the American ingenuity in the roaring 20s through 1920 to basically 1933 when we started to go deep into the Depression, was one of the largest industrial revolutionary expansions in the world, and it was from the United States. I'm not going to get into then Congressman McKinley and President McKinley, how he worked into tariffs. But I am going to talk to you about the building of the Empire State Building. And I've got my book right here that says 13 months to go, the creation and the story of the Empire State Building. And I'm going to go at about 2,000 words a minute with wind gusts up to 4,000. The Roaring 20s was absolutely incredible. You had the Industrial Revolution with tariffs that put the incentive to manufacture steel, manufacture automobiles, manufacture product, one of the biggest revolutions was the automation line, but it wasn't for the automobile, it was canning. As soon as America took the canning, like beans, cans, tomato sauce, cans, from Europe and Germany, where they were all fine-tuned, and United States had hundreds of canning manufacturers, now all of a sudden, you could get the meat, you could get the Spam, you could get the vegetables, you could get all of those items in a can, and now they didn't have to be fresh. But on top of that, the creation of steel, the creation of an elevator, the creation of steam engine to combustion engine, the creation from horse and buggy to automobile, from kerosene with Rockefeller to lamps and lights with Edison. All of that happened between 1898 and 1918. But then we got to the Roaring 20s. And one of the first buildings between 1928 and 1932 in New York City that broke the skyline and started to go was actually the Rockefeller Center. Took land leased from Columbia University and leveled what was in that plot on Manhattan Island and built an unthinkable 850-foot building. And it wasn't a year later that the Bank of Manhattan did the same thing with a 927-foot building. Well, then you finally got to 1930, and you had the race between the Chrysler Building, which was finished first at a 1,048-foot building, which was unthinkable, to the Empire State Building, where 5 floors were added at the last minute to make this a total of like 108 floors. 1,250 feet tall, folks, finished in 1931 in only 13 months. That is unthinkable American ingenuity. Only 410 days. They not only designed the building, which was absolutely incredible, because before, the quote is, before a single shovel of dirt was moved, or the dislodging of the Waldorf Building, the Empire State was 100% built on paper first. Every beam, every length, every stone, every window, every piece of steel, aluminum, and gold to concrete, all of that was drawn out in detail, and that was in October 1st of 1929. Then immediately thereafter, the demolition of the Waldorf Hotel begins. By March of 1930, the demolition of that building is complete, laying the groundwork and the foundation work to be done on the Empire State Building. So that was placed by March 17th of 1930. By June, all of the masonry is totally complete. By September of 1930, they had all the steel structures for the first 86 stories complete, with very limited cranes, mostly hand pulleys, and construction with all the historic pictures you see of guys eating their lunchbox at the end of a steel beam 80 stories up, to where September 19th, Al Smith, who was the president of the Empire State Conglomerate, lays the first cornerstone, and by November 13th of 1930, the masonry is complete, and by May 1st of 1931, the Empire State Building officially opens, folks. And this is an unbelievable reflection of American ingenuity. It's hard to get a damn house built in El Paso County. $1 million house built in El Paso County in less than a year. The tallest building in the world was built in 13 months. And here's the most amazing thing, as I was nodding to my radio producer, Matt. From 1930 and the completion of the Empire State Building all the way through 1970, it was the tallest building in the world for over a generation, 40 years. And oh, by the way, it was only overtaken in 1971 by the World Trade Center at the end of the Manhattan Island, where it went to 1,368 feet, barely above the 1,250 height record 40 years before. And then, interestingly enough, it was then in 1973 that the Sears Tower in Chicago overtook the tallest building in the world all the way till 1998. So for almost 70 years, folks, United States reigned supreme in the tallest buildings in the world, the most majestic portrayal of industrial strength. And then, you know, to complete the record here, it was the Petronas Towers that you've seen in all of the movies in Manila that overtook it in 1998. And now the tallest building in the world, of course, is in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. But the Freedom Tower is up there as well in the top five tallest in the world. And they could have went the tallest if they want. But now it is no longer a race. But to share with you a couple of the final statistics before we go to the next segment, this building costs $40 million, which in 2024 dollars is $660 million. I mean, we have a Jay Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, that has a renovation budget of $2.5 billion. Like, come on, you could have built four Empire State Buildings with the renovation you're doing. Some people are just idiots. And when it comes to construction renovation, Jerome Powell, the chairman of our Federal Reserve, does not know what he is doing. But I'm going to share some of the statistical marvels of this construction project after this break. And then I am going to go on to how that empire surge economically is transforming into our current times with Donald Trump and this current administration for where we're heading. And then I'm going to finish today's conversation with how you can take your personal empire, the quality of your life, and your investments and your retirements to the next level as well. All here on The Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me 719-330-1457 to give me your feedback or to start your next mortgage loan with Churchill Mortgage. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Since I've left home, but I'm coming home back today. Kind of funny, but I picture it all exactly as it was back in the day.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping.
My eyes feel like it was back in the day. But those times I'm on this.
Housekeeping.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I am talking about building an empire. I love houses. I am a houseaholic. I do want to put a side note. I'm not going to tell their name, but very rarely, maybe once every 5 years, someone will call me and say, Jay, you don't speak grammatically correct. Or, Jay, I'm offended that you say you're Hispanic by marriage because Hispanics are an ethnic group and you're not part of it, in a nice way. Or, Jay, you talk about being a houseaholic. That's offensive because I'm an alcoholic. Would you please all understand that I say all of this in jest? I want this show to be fun. I don't want you to be offended. I'm not grammatically correct. I'm not the smartest dude in the room. I definitely have the most energy of anybody in the room. I definitely have the most giving heart than 99% of the people in the room. But I just want to serve you. So I ask, please, I give you, the radio listener, grace all the time. Because there's weeks and weeks that I'll never hear from any of you, but I still love you all the same. Many of you listen for 5, 7, 9, 12 years and have never called. And that's okay, but that's hurtful too. I'm not going to chastise you because I want you to call me more to give me your feedback. But I am asking you for grace when I say silly things like I'm a houseaholic. That's just a joking phrase to mean that I really, really like houses. Now, I also like the occasional drink like wine or martini, but also understand I come from a family of alcoholics and I have two brothers that I am more proud of than anybody I've ever met in my life because they are 36 and 38 years sober. I also want to share with you that the reason I say I'm Hispanic by marriage is because biblically when you marry your spouse, the two become one. So I'm just as much Hispanic and my wife is just as much German as I am and she is an I of she. So there's a lot of things there, but I want to spend my time being excited with you guys because the empire state building is a universal portrayal of the United States of America's industrial prowess. The exact same way that the Statue of Liberty symbolizes the dream of New York and our country as a safe haven where all people can come, have opportunity, and the freedom from being harmed or of any wrongdoing. It's a symbol. But this building, like I told you, the entire tallest building in the world was not constructed in 8 years. It was constructed in 13 months. And this cost $40 million back then, which seems like a lot. That's $660 million in 2024 dollars. But like I said before the break, I mean, we've literally, like that bypass north of Monument that animals are going to cross is like $200 million, folks, and it's a bridge. I mean, costs today are outrageous, and it's because of regulations. Back then, you didn't have them. There was literally over 3,500 workers that worked on that at a breakneck speed, and any life lost is too many. But there were five workers that perished on that entire project in 13 months with steel, concrete, and metal flying everywhere. Folks, they built 59 elevators in that one building almost 100 years ago. Now there's 73 Otis elevators, but if it weren't for Otis elevators, this building would have never existed. There is 1,860 steps just to the top, and my wife, my daughter, and I went to the viewing deck. And it is not cheap. It cost us $100 a person. The median price for someone to go up to the viewing deck, there's two viewing decks, one at the 86, one up there at like the 102nd where we went. But there's over 4 million people that go to the viewing deck of the Empire State Building every year. That means there's $300 million of revenue created every year just from people going up to the Empire State Building. And there is a dozen buildings now that you can go to the viewing deck in New York. So it's saturated. So it's not like they don't have any competition. But this building was also built, the Empire State Building, in the Great Depression when it was literally surrounded by Hooverville shanty towns, named, of course, after President Hoover, who was in office when the market crashed and we were catapulted into the Great Depression. This was a monumental time. This is the president before Franklin D. Roosevelt, one of the top five presidents in the world. And from 1860, when Lincoln went into the presidency, all the way through Hoover in 1932 or 34 was the end of his term, there were only two Democrats in that 70-year time period. Grover Cleveland, who was a non-consecutive double-term president like President Trump, the original, and Woodrow Wilson. So this was a terrible time in America. Unemployment in New York, folks, was 25%. Like, we freak out if unemployment hits 7% now. In America, it's like 4.5%. But this was only possible because of American steel, American inventions of the elevator, American affordability of the workforce. And understand that they had to demolish an entire building, the infamous Waldorf Hotel, and the entire grounds before they even started. Like, we're talking with over 57,000 tons of steel, 62,000 cubic feet of concrete, 10 million bricks, my friend, over 300 tons of chrome and nickel and gold, over 200,000 square feet of just limestone alone, mined out of Indiana, and in less than 13 months, all of it mined and all of it brought and all of it put onto a building. And that's why it is the most photographed building in the world still today. And like I told you, it costs $75 a person. We paid over $100. And another quick fact is that in order to make it the tallest building in the world, they took the pencil inspiration, and on the top of the building, we're like, if we build this pencil needle on the top of it, it will beat that Bozo's Chrysler building record. And they beat it literally by 200 feet, 1,048 feet to the Empire State Building of 1,250 feet. And like I said, folks, it is a marvel to be seen. So if you go to New York City, I suggest you do three things, and at least three things. First and foremost, go to the top of the Empire State Building. Number two, go to a Broadway show. And number three, rent a sail yacht for $600 and take your family out on the Hudson River. For the rest of you, stay tuned. Call me at 719-330-1457 during the break. I'm going to talk about how are we returning and rejuvenating that American ingenuity of the Golden Age today as we speak, even though we don't notice with the current administration and Congress and the ingenuity of Americans. Right after the break, I'll be back. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Ramp it up. I'll take it. Ramp it up. I'll take it. Ramp it up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. This is the final segment of The Jay Garvin Show, Building an Empire. If I sent you to this podcast, this fourth segment is the most important. I talked about the great American ingenuity of the American people in the 1930s when the Empire State Building was built in record time, in record safety, in record budget. But now, folks, whether you know it or not, unless you are a political and news connoisseur like me, you wouldn't know that we are entering into a golden age again. Especially if you have Trump derangement syndrome, you have no clue. If you're woke and you're a Karen, no pun intended to anybody out there that's named Karen, if you're a Jay out there, if you're woke, the only people that don't know that woke is dead are the woke people who are trying to push it. For the first time in 10 years, I was walking through my neighborhood, and Karen walked by me and said, "You need to get your dog on a leash." And I'm like, "Karen, you can't tell us what to do anymore. My dog is 10 years old. He hasn't been on a leash for 6 years. And right there in the road, I said, "Redford, sit, curb up." And he goes right over to the curb, goes on the grass, and sits. I'm like, "You may need to leash your dog, but I have full visual and sound control of my dog." And my point is that underneath all of this, we have a beautiful revival happening of the lunacy that was taking place for years and years and years. And I'm telling you, here's a list of the building an empire in the second Trump administration. If Trump would not have lost in 2020, he would have had moles on his team like he did many people that said they were his friends and came on and were rhinos and were just doing damage to his effort to dismantle the swamp. They lost Congress and the Senate, so he would not have had a majority in a second term. People would have never seen how ridiculous wokeness was. I mean, defunding the police, I thought people were drunk when they said that. Opening the borders, just letting anybody come in and not being a country, I thought we were insane. The transgender thing, like, hey, it's 1975, let's go ahead and put men's and women's sports. What? My mom was in League of Women Voters. What happened to women's rights? They now went to dudes' rights that wear a dress? That made no sense. All of the corruption, the swamp, all of the dysfunction in Washington, none of that would have been uncovered. And now, with the second term of Trump and his empire coming back, he now is going to be the president for next year, the 250th anniversary of this country. Understand the Democrats in this country have shut down fireworks in North Dakota because of pettiness, because they didn't like the governor. Now we're going to see beautiful displays of patriotism with things changing in the Smithsonian Institute. All of the woke exhibits out. Fireworks in the Mount Rushmore. Patriotism in the Grand Canyon. Monuments being polished and crime being eliminated in Washington, D.C. Now we're going to have the 2028 Olympics while Trump is in office. We're going to have the World Cup, I think, in 2026 while Trump is in office. We're going to have sweeping victories in the midterm elections, and we have a mandate to do things like this, like re-energizing industry, over $10 trillion of promised investment in the United States. Now, I know for a fact that we have to wait and see how much of that money materializes actually into production. But I can tell you the facts right now, folks, we're going into the golden age because the middle class is being lifted up again. Right now in mortgage, it's cricket because people are so riddled with debt, they can't see straight. I have a good friend of mine, a new radio listener, Annie, that called me from Texas and said, Jay, I've got stress. I think it's PTSD. This mortgage lender's trying to get me approved. They're trying to get me to purchase this house. I want the house, but I feel stressed. And I'm like, well, what's up? Well, my kids are going back to school. I'm a single mom. I'm taking care of my parents. I'm starting a new career. I've still got debt. And I'm like, Annie, take a deep breath. Let's do the 7 baby steps together. That's what the Trump administration is doing. Let's take a deep breath. Let's close the border. Let's address birthright citizenship. Let's look at refugee resettlement and getting the criminals out of our country. Let's address tariffs so the playing field is level. Let's go ahead and do industrial manufacturing again and balance out our deficits and surplus. Let's eliminate bureaucracy so we can eliminate some debt. All of those things are added together. But what does this mean for you, the radio listener? It's very, very simple. I say all of these extravagant stories and lists of items to say one simple thing in 1 minute. Call me at 719-330-1457. Adhere to the 7 baby steps of Dave Ramsey. If you call me right now, I will get you a complimentary Financial Peace University home kit. 719-330-1457. For those of you who own a house that have to sell it, you need to reduce your price to where it warrants a reasonable purchase offer. If you have any goal of buying a house in the next 12 to 24 months, or your adult child does, or your friend does, your fellow parishioner does, your fellow coworker does, call me please at 719-330-1457 because you have to start the process now to complete that between September of 2025 and April of 2026. I myself am purchasing a home with my wife during this time period because it's the best time period since 2014. So that's the big takeaway. Building an empire is true in New York. Building an empire in the current administration is true. Now you need to build an empire in your life. And you call me at 719-330-1457 to just do that alone. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me for your next purchase or refinance loan. Interest rates are starting to settle and get better. And I would love to earn your business with Churchill Mortgage. Have a great week. And if you've not found your passion, calling, or purpose, pray to God right now that He would deliver it to you. Because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it.
my friend, would I go round in circles? Would they fly high like a bird up in?
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.